Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Basketball Experience Preview and Picks Episode 4. Monday, January 30th on the Sports Gambling Podcast Networks presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET is what you need to win. Sign up today. Bet $100. Get a $100 free bet over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. Once again, that is sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. State restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Cameron Krohg from Loyola Chicago Ramblers, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride. Shout out to the Broad Stop. Thank you, guys.
January. It's tough. And shout out. Well, I guess first, let me, if you're wondering who the hell you're listening to, my name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
And you're nothing but a chameleon, lemon-headed, coward, terrorist pussy. And I'm after you, buddy. You're going to pay for it. Good night.
Hey, first time I've ever been away. Gave the keys away to the College Basketball Experience. And, wow. Big respects. Shout out to Noah Beanick Friday and Saturday coming on the show. And then shout out to Moneyline Mac for holding it down. I know the whole state of Michigan wants to talk to you, Moneyline. But give it up for former video coordinator for Bob Huggins at West Virginia and Frank Martin at South Carolina. Host of the NFL Gambling Podcast, host of the Ryan and Rush Show, Ryan McIntyre. How you doing, brother?
Let's go, man. Another week on the College Basketball Experience. Yeah, the whole state of Michigan could kiss my ass. They suck today. All four of them laid an egg. I mean, Detroit had a 10-point lead at half and still couldn't cover 10.
Unbelievable. Un-fucking-believable. And, yeah.
We'll keep Noah. That's all we're keeping from Michigan. Keeping Noah and screw everybody else in there.
I just want to talk about the Noah. I haven't had a chance to relish enjoy the Noah Beanick parlay, which I told everyone to do on Saturday. And, Hofstra came through on the money line. Kansas came through on the money line. Hope you cashed in, folks. We had ourselves a big, big day on Saturday. Saw some of the chat saying you guys been out the past couple days. Not on Saturday for me.
And I haven't been here to tout, and you know me. I like to talk shit. I got a little Ric Flair to me. All right, let's go. And I'll start with talking some shit today as we recap the games. Providence beats Villanova by 5. I took Nova here, actually, in an upset. Didn't hit here, but I didn't bet this. What'd you make of this game? I was passed out from a long night, so I missed the entire game here.
Providence does what Providence does. Win close games, made the winning plays down the stretch. Villanova, man, they're not there this year. They can't close out these close games. Jared Bynum for Providence was big with 19-5. Kind of sums up these two seasons so far.
Oh, we got Vlad Putin in the chat again. Shout out to good old VP. Lehigh continues to roll. And I was on fire today with the locks. Didn't lose a game. How about that? Hope you got that SGPN app. Lehigh was one that I was on. What up to Degenerate Ringer? They are on fire right now. What do you make of the old Mountain Hawks there? What are they, won like 8 or 9 in a row now, I feel like? Let me set.
Yes,
like
eight in a row.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Two back of Colgate.
Yeah. And man, they're just red hot, the Mountain Hawks are. Michigan got absolutely destroyed by Penn State. Penn State's going to make the NCAA tournament this year, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a win that's going to go a long ways. And I think it more so eliminates, still a lot of games left, but Michigan's not going to be in the NCAA tournament. They're not a good team. What have they lost now in a row? It's 2 in a row, 3 out of 4, 5 out of 7. This is just not a very good basketball team. They laid it down, too, today. They quit on Juwan Howard in the second half.
Yeah, I didn't catch any of those games, but I did catch a little bit of this one. St. Joe's takes down George Mason. St. Joe's playing a lot better ball lately. If the soundboard,
it's easy to see a tide turn.
Maybe they could be. I mean, who knows? In the A-10, I feel like anybody is capable of a win. We saw VCU lose at home to St. Bonaventure on Saturday. I got no idea. Well, I guess we'll talk a little bit about that over the next couple of days. But Penn State's good, man. And St. Joe's, the state of Pennsylvania. Yeah.
They had a good day. This is a big win for St. Joe's. Get to 4-5 in league play. They were horrible once upon a time, but all of a sudden they've won 4 out of 5.
And I was luckily not on the show because I would have probably been forced to lock up UCU. I did not bet them today. And the sound, we can blame the soundboard on that. We didn't have them to send them home. Wichita beats ECU by 13. Surprised Wichita was able to score 85 in Greenville. Consistency, once again, a huge issue for Michael Schwartz. Be with you, with ECU. Michigan State loses by 16 to Purdue. I mean, Purdue continues to do this. They're going to be a one seed, aren't they?
Oh, easily. The Canadian Yao Ming, 38-13. I mean, freaking animal. I thought this was a good spot for Michigan State. They just played them a couple weeks ago. Familiar with them. Maybe a chance to pick them off. Because, I mean, we keep saying Purdue's due for one of these eggs that they kind of laid against Rutgers. But, man, they continue to roll. Since losing that Rutgers game, they've won, 8 in a row? Just like that again.
Yeah. Rutgers is like, come on, just lose a game or two.
Yeah,
Robert Morris, old Bob Morris, kind of going too. I thought Oakland would win this game on the money line. I was off here, didn't bet this, but Bob Morris wins by 5 at home, taking care of the Golden Grizz. What'd you make of old Bob Morris?
Yeah, this is leg 3 of the shit Michigan parlay today. I don't know if I have a bigger pet peeve than when a team is down by 3 with 30 seconds and they just dribble around trying to hoist up a contested 3-point shot. You can go get a layup and then see if you can get a steal on the inbounds with 25, 20 seconds. The guy for Oakland, I'm drawing a blank on his name, just hoists up a contested shot, had no chance of going in. They get the rebound. He dribbles back out, throws up another bullshit shot. And, I mean, it just had no chance. I mean, just take the layup, man. and then you're only down one and you can foul. But yeah, no, it's me venting about the state of Michigan today.
Vlad Putin says, Juwan Howard is the American version of me. Talk big, but always lose. I love the chances of us, you know, going back into YouTube jail. Yeah, that's a big win for Bob Morris.
Yes.
And Khalil Spear, 30 points, 11 boards. Wow, getting it done. I was on the Jaspers of Manhattan on the money line against Canisius. Needed every bit of action to get that done as they won 81-74 against Canisius. Jaspers continue to kind of be better than what we thought they would be this year, even though they're not a good team. But, yeah, we don't need to talk anymore about that game. Quinnipiac and Iona, this was a cover for Quinnipiac here. Who'd you take in this one?
I went back and forth. I took Iona in the end, and they were getting drilled right off the bat. It was 17-2. I go, holy shit, Iona's terrible. I actually got in on Iona on the live money line, so I did make a little bit of a nice little profit here on this game. But, man, Iona, man, I can't figure this team out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're going to win the tournament again this year.
Yeah.
And that's what they need to do. That's what they have to do. If they want to go dancing, they'll probably end up in the CIT. Sienna, that was my other lock. If you follow,
it's easy to see a tide turn.
Boom! St. Bernard's minus the points against Marist. Not even a sweat as they win by 15. Dundee was rocking. Hungover. Maybe I should get super fucked up more because I was rocking today. What'd you do here?
Yeah, no, I was on Marist, actually, so I missed on this one.
Missed on this one. Well, I missed on this one. I didn't bet this, but, I mean, I did take Detroit plus the 8.5 or 9. They lose by 10 to Youngstown. Youngstown continues to be a great story. I know, shout out, I saw, and that was what's, well, I know I didn't get a chance to be on the show Saturday. The crowds. How about these crowds, man? Youngstown's packing a good crowd. Charleston, even though they lost, a great crowd. Kansas State was incredible. Central Michigan was incredible.
All these Valley schools, too.
Yeah.
Missouri Valley, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Youngstown State, though, huge win. And that Horizon League, you know, you got four teams tied for first place right now. Milwaukee, Northern Kentucky, Youngstown, and Cleveland State all tied at first place. The Oakland Golden Grizzlies two games back. Bob Morris three games back. IPFW three games back. Wright State three games back. Pretty fascinating conference there as we go down the stretch of college basketball and we enter February. I locked up the Iowa Hawkeyes, you know, and this is what I'm saying. I had a great night. I laid the 4.5, said no way. And boom, I think we can now solidify that Purdue's going to win the Big Ten, right?
Yeah.
Dundee was rolling today as we got it done there.
Iowa's playing better.
Yeah. Yeah, they certainly are. And, yeah, I mean, they're going to be a tournament team again. They'll probably lose in the first round, but, yeah, they'll be there again.
No doubt. They sweep Rutgers on the season.
That's nice.
That's a hell of a sweep. So, nice. Yeah, shout out to Fran McCaffrey.
Well, my fourth and final lock, I took the Ryder Moving Company, and I got a little fortunate with some overtime play, but one with the Moving Company. Bring out the moving quilt. Put your cash in it. 4-0 on locks today. Needed overtime, so I guess I shouldn't tout too much, but a win is a win is a win. How about the Hoyas of Georgetown losing at the buzzer to St. John's pretty much? St. John's needed that, even though, you know, I still don't know what they are. But move along. You know what I mean? Move along. You move to 14-8. And, you know, maybe.
Seems like an NIT team.
Well, I mean, to me, they have opportunity coming up. They're home to Seton Hall. You move to 15-8 there. You're at Xavier, you're probably going to lose that. But then at Butler, that could be a 16th win. Then you're home to Providence. I would circle that one. You get that one, that could be a 17th win. And then you're at DePaul, which could be an 18th win. And then you still have another game against Georgetown, and you host UConn and Creighton. So you'll have opportunities. I mean, you let yourself get 20 wins, you might be able to find, and then that's without the Big East tournament. Maybe, but I think you're right. But
yeah, the only problem is the games that they're supposed to win, they don't win. Like today, today they should have lost. The whole is another game where Georgetown finds a way to lose. Me and NC Nick had it on the money line, so we're a little bitter on this one.
Brutal. Brutal.
Yeah.
How about this one in the MVC, though? Illinois State beats Southern Illinois. Wow. That was a bit of a shocker. And now the Missouri Valley, you know, as we're about to head into February. So the Salukis are still tied for first place with Belmont. And then you have Drake a game back, Bradley a game back, Northern Iowa a game back, and then Murray State two games back, Murray State two games back, Missouri State two games back, Indiana State two games back. Chaos in the Valley. That was a pretty shocking outcome, though. I was wrong. I didn't pick that one correct.
Yeah, no, and this was the Courtney Love game that we talked about last night. The line was 4.5, kind of stunk a little bit. Illinois State was 3-8 going into the game. SIU 9-2. But like you said, man, this Valley is wide, wide open with all those teams between 7 and 9 wins. It's going to be a fun Arch Madness here in March.
Yeah, I took UIC plus the points against Bradley. Bradley got the win by 7. And then, to me, the shocker in probably college basketball today was Drake beating Belmont the way that they did. Unbelievable. 18-point win at Belmont. That's a huge game for the Bulldogs there as they move, you know, a game closer to being first place in the MVC. Did you catch this one?
I did, and they controlled the tempo throughout. You could tell they're a veteran team. These two teams are going to see each other again over the next month. It's going to be fun watching this Valley.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, fantastic. Surprising outcome, but fantastic conference. IUPUI, I took them plus the points against Cleveland State. Cleveland State got the dub. We got the cover. If I don't know what you did. What'd you do there? Take IUPUI?
I did. You know, IUPUI has been pretty good against the bigger numbers as of late. As much as we shit on them, the Jags have been covering lately.
Furman took care of UNC Greensboro by 12 on the road. That's a big win for the Paladins. And then a game, dude, I almost locked this shit up, man. I almost locked up South Florida plus 3.5. They only lose by 2 at SMU. They battle back. Classic backdoor cover here. I watched this game. SMU gets a much-needed win. I don't think it's going to mean anything, but, hey, it's got to start somewhere. And the final game is Memphis. I should have locked this. I thought about locking this. Memphis beating Tulsa by 12. I think that line was 11?
Yeah, 11.5. So, yeah, it was a sweat.
Yeah, I almost thought – I was thinking about it, though. But, all right, let's do game balls here. Why don't you start things off, man?
I'm going to go to Furman here. I'm going to go to SoCon. Big road win at Greensboro. Avenged their loss from a couple weeks ago. So we have a three-way tie now up top in the SoCon between Furman, Greensboro, and Samford.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's going to be fun. Even in a down year for the SoCon, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going Drake. You win by 18 at Belmont. Win of the day for me today. As the Bulldogs inch closer, they needed that too, because if they lost it, they would have been 3 games back. Huge win for the Bulldogs on the road today. Who's your second game ball?
I'm going to go to the Hawkeyes. They complete the season sweep over the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, and quietly Fran McCaffrey. They've won 5 out of 7 since I know they had some issues, distractions off the court, but 5-5 in Big Ten play, and I think they'll go dancing once again in Iowa City.
There we go. My second game ball. I'm going to Philadelphia with St. Joe's as they go to Fairfax, Virginia and get the dub. And all of a sudden they've been playing better. Look, I don't want this team to succeed, but you got to call a spade a spade. And, they're doing good. They're playing much better ball the past couple of weeks, and George Mason continues to kind of disappoint. So, St. Joe's getting my second game ball. Who is your final game ball?
My final game ball is going to go to, I'm going to go to, Penn State. They put it on Michigan. They were up by as many, almost as 30 at one point. Jalen Pickett continues to be dominant, 25-8-8. Penn State, I think they got a chance to dance this year.
Yeah, and I think they will be dancing if I had to guess. My final game ball, I'm going to take you to the red-hot Lehigh Mountain Hawks. They continue to roll. They just edged out me taking St. John's. I think Lehigh, though, winning that many games in a row, getting back into the mix after a tough start to start the season. The Mountain Hawks are alive and flying high. All right. Well, before we get to tomorrow's action, I want to tell you folks out there that the College Basketball Experience preview and picks episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Networks presented by WinBet. WinBet's now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WinBet is what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $100, get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. State restrictions apply. Offer subject to same terms and conditions. WinBet.com must be 21 and older, present in the state where WinBet is available. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. All right. It's Monday. Slate's not, once again, no daytime games because they're a bunch of fucking idiots. But Loyola, Maryland is heading to good old Hamilton, New York, if memory serves me correct. Look, I hit on Colgate the other day, and I got very lucky. I think that was Saturday or Friday. I hit on Colgate, and I feel like I got lucky. Now, the last time these two teams played, Colgate won by 34. So maybe that's why the line is at 17.5. But, man, 17.5 points. It is at Colgate. What are you thinking here?
I'm probably going to take the points. No, I'm going to lay. Colgate, they can drill teams, but I'm not going to lock it just because it's such a big number in a Patriot League game. Colgate's won 10 in a row. I think they continue to roll here.
Yeah, I'm searching our Twitter page for this stat that I put up about Colgate that, you know, I was in the middle of having 34 cocktails, but when I was checking my page, I don't know, I saw a great stat about how good Colgate's been over the past two seasons or three seasons, I believe. I don't know what I did with it, but yeah, give us a follow at TCE on SGPN. You see what I did there? I'll lay it. I'm not locking it, though. I'm not locking it because that number's fucking big.
Huge, huge.
A big number. Next up, we have, perhaps one of the biggest games on the slate. You know, Syracuse got really hurt the other night by the calls in the Carolina game. I thought I was all over Virginia Tech on Saturday in Blacksburg taking down the Cuse. I don't think Syracuse is that good of a team, but they really needed that Carolina win. Now they are hosting the Wahoos of Virginia. Virginia is laying 5. I am going to take the 5 points. What are you doing here?
Yeah, so they just played, beginning of January. UVA got it done by 7 against them. I know UVA lost the Elite Eight game to them years ago, but UVA's had Syracuse's number over the years. On a night where I'm looking for locks, I'm going to lock up the Cavaliers here, laying the 5 at the Carrier Dome in that filthy thing. Let's go.
Moneyline Maxson. What's a Cavalier? Don't they have a musket? There you go. Lock it up. Fire away. With the Cavaliers as they've been rolling. Are they the quietest team in America right now?
I think so. I mean, efficient off more offensively than they ever have been. They're good defensively. They've won now 6 in a row since dropping that game to Pitt. Just quietly going about their business, and they'll be a 1 or 2 seed in March.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've just been fantastic. They've been absolutely fantastic. Tony Bennett continue. I think he's just good at flying under the radar, too.
And I like taking Virginia as well when it's like 5 or 6 because they're going to make their free throws and not turn it over down the stretch.
I want to address – Legendary Picks. I think is his name on Twitter. Shout out to Legendary Picks. He said, so after today, and this was last night, so Saturday's games, do you still think the Big 12 is 1,000 times better than the SEC? Yes.
Yes. Yeah, why wouldn't we?
I don't understand how people don't think, like, didn't they prove it?
The second worst team in the league took the number 2 team in the country behind the woodshed and beat the shit out of them by 25.
Yeah, And then, like, okay, you beat TCU. Mike Miles was injured.
Yeah.
It's still a great win for Mississippi State, but I don't – you telling me you would take that in the tournament? I wouldn't. But he also followed it with, I think Tennessee's the best team out of the whole Big 12 and SEC. I would put a shit ton of money, an absolute shit ton of money on that not being the case. Like, I wish there was a way. Well, there is the NCAA tournament and we'll see. Cause I think Tennessee is going to be fool's gold again, but hey, I mean, Barnes got to one Final Four before. Maybe he can do it again. I've been wrong before, but I don't even think it's close. I don't even think it's close. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Tennessee would finish probably fourth in the Big 12. They would just wear them down like everybody else. I mean, we saw Kansas still is Kansas. I mean, they find ways to win games when they're not supposed to. TCU's as good as anybody. I know Iowa State laid an egg, but I mean, that kind of is a letdown spot for them. And then you saw the bottom part of the league go to town on the SEC. Teams that needed wins. West Virginia needed a win. Beat Auburn, ranked 15th. Oklahoma wins by almost 30 against Alabama. Oklahoma State kills Ole Miss, and then Texas Tech takes care of LSU. Texas Tech couldn't win a game. They go one game out of league, and then they win a game already.
Yeah, and even like, okay, I mean, I was on Missouri. I thought Missouri caught Iowa State at a great spot. They deserve the credit. Like, Missouri deserves all that credit, but I still don't know that I would take it. If you told me this was the first round of the NCAA tournament, I would take Iowa State and TCU to win those games. And maybe even probably not Texas. I think Tennessee actually just is flat out better than Texas probably. But I don't know. It'd be interesting. Chicago State heads to the Citadel. No, stop it. Just insulting.
Disrespectful here again.
You're telling me my Cougars, our Cougars, are a dog at the Citadel on a night where I don't have that many locks? Fuck it. Give me Chicago State money line. What are you doing here?
Oh, you know where I'm going. Chicago State, they're the Warriors, man. They almost won they won in Myrtle. They almost won at Stanford. They can go to, Charleston and get a win? Let's go. They're going to win this game outright.
Yeah.
I'm joining you. Wrong team favored. Lock it up.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah. Whoa. Well, what's happening here? Colgate, that's the one. Noah doing great work. Colgate's 46-4 in its last 50 Patriot League games, 10-0 this season. That's incredible. But yes, we're Chicago State through and through here tonight. Lock it up. Next up. North Carolina Central's at Norfolk State. I made a mistake of fading Norfolk State the other night, man. They're good. I don't know. I still covered, actually. I still covered magically. I shouldn't have hit on this game. I was getting South Carolina State plus 15. They only lost by 14, but damn if they weren't down 20 like the whole fucking game. Shout out to Norfolk State for giving me some money. Lavelle Moton and NC Central's on the road in Norfolk. Man, Norfolk's laying 5.5. I think I got to lay the 5.5 here as much as I love Lamel Moton. I think he's a good coach. I think he's an underrated coach, but I kind of sold on Norfolk State, man. You?
I like Norfolk State here, especially there at home and the beach area. Like you said, Central is not the same team under Moton this year as they have been in the past, I think. This is a big game in the MEAC, though. Two teams kind of trying to go on a little bit of a run here. This game's on ESPNU.
Yeah. Alabama A&M's at Bethune-Cookman. Man, Saturday night I locked up Bethune-Cookman minus 1.5, and whoo, they won by 2. The sweat was real. Reggie Theus, though, they've been a darling of mine, despite Ed Reed's comments about old Reggie Theus. This is at the Moore Gymnasium in Daytona Beach, Florida. Whew. Have you ever been to Daytona Beach?
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Oh, spring break. Ooh.
Yeah, I went there and it was like, fuck, I accidentally, it was like biker week. Oh my fucking God.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Oh my God. I mean, it was awesome, but horrible at the same time, if that makes sense. Like, you couldn't have a conversation. Those biking engines, like people revving the fucking, the bikes, It's like you're trying to have a conversation. You're like 2 feet away from someone. You're like, I can't hear you. But it was fantastic. Just lost my voice trying to talk louder than a bunch of like nothing better than trying to be louder than like, I don't know, 10,000 motorcycles. Great part. I mean, great place to get shit hammered, though.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I'm on Bethune, though. I think Bethune's the better team. They're laying one. And Terrell Furman Jr. dropped this nugget on Saturday morning show that Bethune, he said, is one of the hardest places to win at in the in the SWAC. So, hey, maybe there's some merit to it.
Yeah, I'll take the home team as well here. I think Bethune is the better team. Two teams middle of the pack in the SWAC here. So it'll be interesting to see how they match up with one another.
Next up, you got Delaware State. Whoa, did you catch Delaware State on Saturday?
What did they do? Oh, they beat Morgan State, didn't they?
How did that happen?
Oh, we got to fade them.
That was one of my locks. Yeah, Coppin's laying six, but I think Fallon Iverson was in the chat a couple nights ago saying, I think they've quit on Coppin State and Juan Dixon. He might have a fair point here. They have lost 5 straight. They're 2-8 in their last 10, but I still think we take Coppin State here. What are you doing?
I'm definitely on Coppin State. I think they're the better team. It's a letdown spot. I'll lay the points, but I'm not locking. This is at the Physical Education Complex, by the way. Bring your
Will
GPS.
There be refs? Will there be refs? next up, Maryland Eastern Shores at Morgan State. Now, this is a tricky spot because Morgan State coming off that embarrassing loss. We know they're somewhat talented, and Maryland Eastern Shore has been a pretty damn good team all year. I'm going to take Eastern Shore, but I once again don't feel comfortable locking this thing up. Morgan State won this game by 34 a year ago. Give me Eastern Shore, but I don't love it. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I don't love this game either. This is a hard league to handicap. I'm going to take Eastern Shore as well.
South Carolina State's catching 11 at Howard. South Carolina State, when these big numbers, they've been good to me all year. Let's go. Let's go, Bulldogs. Hunter York. Yeah, if you watch Delaware State Saturday, you might. Emphasize might. Need to call that 1-800 number. What are you doing in this matchup, man?
Where are you seeing this number? Is it 11 still?
I'm seeing that flat 11 right now.
Flat 11. I'm with you. You know what? I'll take a flyer. I'll lock up the Bulldogs here. I think they keep this in single digits.
There we go. Alcorn State's at Grambling. Grambling is good.
Grambling is good.
They might beat someone this year. I think we should lock up Grambling minus 5.5. I'm going to do it. Let's go. We Tigers. What are you doing here?
You know what? I'm going to actually go Alcorn because Alcorn had won 6 in a row, and then they just lost their first game in 7 tries. So I think they bounce back close game here.
South Dakota's at Oral Roberts. Oral Roberts is laying 15.5. Oral Roberts, 19-4. Only beat Omaha by 9 the other night, and that is why I will take the 15.5 in the Coyotes. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm on Oral Roberts. I'm locking this big number up. Let's go. They're going to put it on them.
All right. I'll tell you. Yep. Talk into it. Coyotes, baby. Let's go. They won at BYU. They can go in Tulsa, Oklahoma and get a cover. South Dakota State's at UMKC. UMKC's laying 1. Give me the Jackrabbits. I don't like it. Give me the Jackrabbits, though. What are you doing here?
I'm going back and forth on this one as well. Kind of a hard game to pick. I'll go with the Kangaroos here.
Alabama State's at Florida A&M. Oh, man. These teams are combined 9-31. I can't take A&M. This is at the Al Lawson Center in Tallahassee. FAMU did win this one a year ago, but I'm going to take Alabama State minus 1.5. What are you doing here?
I'm going to take it as well. FAMU auto fade.
Game of the night, the Baylor Bears head into Austin, Texas. Can Texas get right? Baylor is catching 3.5 in Austin. Give me the Longhorns minus a 3.5. You could talk me into locking this one. What are you doing here?
You know, Baylor's actually owned the series as of late, but Texas just got drilled. Baylor's won how many in a row now? 6. They're due for a loss. I'm locking up the Longhorns. Lay the 3.5. Hook them.
Although I ate shit on them the other night, hook them horns. Iowa State's heading into Lubbock. Iowa State's laying 1.5. Dave's right. I'm going to take Iowa State minus 1.5 despite this. I think Iowa State's still the better team here. What are you doing here?
Is this Courtney's game here?
A little bit there, I think. And, you know, Texas Tech, maybe that LSU win could do something for them. You win this, and all of a sudden, it's a brand new season. You win this game. Iowa State's currently ranked 12th. I know they just lost, but hey, the United Supermarkets Arena, shop till you drop. What are you doing here?
I'm locking up the Cyclones. Coming off that loss, they're going to get it done in Lubbock.
Ooh, locking
it up. Let's go. Bounce back.
Moneyline Matt, you know he loves the Big 12. He's saying, lock up the Cyclones in Lubbock. You know, this is to me, low-key fun game tonight to watch. Jackson State at Southern. Southern's good, man. Jackson State is 6-15, but I think they're a little bit better than their record. I'm intrigued to watch this one at the FG Clark Center, ESPNU. Southern is laying 8. Give me Jackson State plus the 8. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm going to take Mo Williams as well. I think there's too many points.
Yeah, I think it is too. I might lock that up. I don't know. Get the SGPN app. It's free to download in the App Store and Google Play Store, people. All right, and that's our night. To recap my locks, I am locking up the Texas Longhorns minus 3.5 at home in Austin against the Baylor Bears. I am locking up South Dakota plus 15.5 at Oral Roberts. I'm locking up Grambling minus 5.5 against Alcorn State. I'm locking up South Carolina State plus 13 in DC against Howard. I'm locking up Chicago State plus 2.5. Just ride that on the money line against the Citadel. Actually, Chicago State always loses close games. Don't ride that on the line. Just bet the plus 2.5 then, because they're the type of team that could probably lose at the buzzer. And I believe, you know what? Add Bethune-Cookman minus 1 into that mix. Let's have some fun. They've been good to me all year. Mac, fire away.
Yeah, let's go. I'm going to go to the Carrier Dome to lead it off on Big Monday. Virginia laying 5 at Cuse. Chicago State's Cougars are darlings here. Plus 2.5. Sprinkle some on the money line at the Citadel. I think they're going to win this game outright. Taking the Bulldogs here, South Carolina State, getting 11, a big number there at Howard. Hey, we got a lock battle. I'm on Oral Roberts, laying 15.5 against South Dakota.
You just said you're taking South Dakota, didn't? Am I crazy?
No, I said I'm laying the big number.
Oh.
So we got a lock battle tomorrow. Let's go.
All right, fuck it. In one corner, we have the Coyotes of South Dakota. In the other corner, Max Asemus. That's what they should just be called. The Max Asemuses.
Max Asemuses, yeah.
Let's go. Give me South Dakota.
Yeah, no, I heard you say South Dakota. I was like, wait, no, I took Oral Roberts. Unless I misspoke, I don't know. I'll have to watch the further replay. But anyway, moving along in the slate, I got two more. I got Big 12.
Okay, fire.
I got a hook 'em horns laying 3.5 against Baylor. Bounce back after that embarrassing SEC loss, and then another team that lost in the challenge. Cyclones laying 1.5 in Lubbock. Get it done. Bounce back.
There we go. And look, you know, I thought you were talking me into South Dakota. I was going to take South Dakota. I wasn't going to bet it, and I felt like you talked me into it. But you know what? On a Monday night, not a lot of action. Fuck you. You're going down. Let's go, Coyotes. All right, folks, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. We appreciate the chat. Always rocking, always having fun. Shout out to Noah Beanick, key reserve for the TCE team. getting it done the past two nights. And yeah, check out the College Football Experience. A lot of episodes dropping this week. Obviously, National Signing Day comes this week, so check out that. The College Baseball Experience. Baseball season's almost here for February. That's when the season goes into swing. And yeah, tomorrow I'll also be on the Sports Gambling Podcast talking Tuesday college basketball. And then also tomorrow night, me and Moneyline Mac will be back talking that beautiful Tuesday slate that Kenneth Hatter is referring to. Shout out to Kenneth. And yeah, check out all of Ryan's work, the NFL Gambling Podcast. How'd you do today, man?
I had the Chiefs. That was my big one. And both the unders came through again. Unfortunately, I had the Niners, and they didn't have a quarterback, so that one ate shit.
Yeah, that was tough. That was tough. I mean, I was on the Niners too. And then you have the Ryan and Rush show, which I think everyone should check out. Go check out the Ryan and Rush show, and yeah, Sports Gambling Podcast as well. I know they're good. Next week they'll be at Radio Row for the Super Bowl, and that'll be fantastic. Some key interviews that I'm sure you'll dig. And yeah, check out all the other good stuff. Get the SGPN app. Come talk college hoops with us in the Discord, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. Until tomorrow, folks, this is the College Basketball Experience. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.
'Cause you get ripped apart. Save the cookie cutter mother for one who seeks support. 'Cause if you lick it, will I sip your heart? You never dumb it down, dog. If you're smart, I know about a couple of lines. Fight is a quick to cross. Bitch, you get on the dick to lie. Bitch, you off it goes. Tits and bras, lips and jaws. I use my common sense to see the bitch and all. Good thing you got the market corner. Kids and moms, rip the rag carpet as you slip and fall off. Another career spear. Thanks for trying to block. You get an A for effort and an effort. Shut the fuck up. Here's a hint. Put down the mic, you catch a glimpse. And keep them eyes wide when you see me. Mike's eye sees them. So when you see him, you got a good reason to look. Catch a glimpse. A lot of these heads need to improve their improv. Talent's not a program, you download, they install. Quality spread through hard work, no involved. My peers respect me because I'm genuinely involved. We are gathering names to build.